Okay, welcome to my channel. Okay, so today, actually the last video, right, I was quite surprised lah, because I didn't think that people will be, I thought that most of the people in this channel will be like more interested in like property, but the last video, quite a lot of people actually told me that it's interesting and I get quite a lot of views. So I thought of like, okay, continue sharing something along the line, because like I told y'all lah, the property market is pretty boring now. So there's nothing much on the property market to share about. So I want to like continue to do good videos, and I feel that to some of you, this kind of videos may not have value, but this kind of videos, right, actually value a lot on the other people. Okay, so we will continue to do life of a property agent. Okay, so I feel that the next question I should answer after the first video is, so how should I choose who to join? This is a very, very big question. So I also ask myself, if after 16 years in the industry, right, if I'm a new agent today, what did I learn? What did I see? How do I choose who to join? Okay, so I'm going to share with you in this video. So let's go. Okay, so I think one very important thing, right, is like I shared with you in the last video, recruitment is really about sales. People are all telling you that they are good, you know. Then everybody join for a different reason. Okay, so this is what I realized. Everybody join for a different reason. Everybody have their own attraction. Okay, meaning, for example, I give you an example. Like, I realize there's some people that join the real estate industry, they join this person or they join this company because got what? Free iPad. Okay, you may think that this is very but this is how it works. So there was a season where there's a company start giving free iPad, then everybody go and join the company. So it works that way. So I don't agree lah. Okay, I don't agree that it should be that way, but somehow it just worked that way. Okay, sorry, because there was a car blocking a car from coming up from the car park, so you keep horning him, interrupt my video. Okay, so secondly, I got people that feel that, I should join a millionaire. I should join somebody that is doing very well. I partially do not agree that one person that do very well in his sales is a very good coach or is a very good mentor. It's the same as, it doesn't mean that one person, in sports, is the same thing. It doesn't mean that this person have to play very well badminton or very well table tennis, then he's a good coach. There's a lot of coach that, didn't have any ranking or doesn't play well, but can coach very well also. So I feel that, this is also not true, okay? I will also not go and choose somebody that is a millionaire or earn a lot of money. I feel that have to have a certain standard, of course, but I won't choose the top of the top in terms of sales. This one, in another video, I can share with you more. Third thing, I realize some people, they like to choose people that portray or sell themselves very well. So some people, you see, wear Rolex lah, drive big car lah, show their big house lah. So some people are attracted to this, or some people, wear all the branded clothes lah, all these things. So some people are attracted to this. So frankly speaking, if you ask me, 16 years in the industry, what do I look out for? If I were a new agent today, with the 16 years experience, if I were a new agent today, what will I look out for when I'm looking to find somebody to join? Number one, I will try not to join somebody that have too big a team or too many people under him. Okay, this is what I feel about real estate. Because real estate is a very knowledge-based industry, meaning that there is a lot of, you need to be knowledgeable in order to like close deal, give advice to your client, and then you cannot afford to do things wrongly, because a lot of times if you do things wrongly or give the wrong advice, right, all these things result in like legal problems and people's monetary loss. It's a very stressful thing if you do things wrongly or you give the wrong advice. So you need people that can like help you correctly, give you the right advice, and you also need people to be responsive. Sometimes the client asks you this question, you must faster find out the answer to faster get the right answer to your client. So you cannot like, oh, want to look for this mentor. Let's say you want to look for your mentor, your manager. Then you find, hey, cannot find. Must wait until like 2-3 hours, then your manager reply you. So first of all, I feel that the manager got to be responsive. Okay, that's number one. Secondly, I think the manager got to be knowledgeable. And these two things will go back to the manager should have a small team. Meaning that I personally feel that group tuition is definitely not as effective as one-to-one tuition. So I don't know how you feel about this, but when I was in like primary school or secondary school, you know, when you go for tuition, you know, group tuition is always cheaper. Group tuition is always cheaper. Yeah, correct. Then the one-to-one tuition or small group tuition is always more expensive because they limit the number of students, they limit the number of kids. So these are some of the differences that I think is important. Okay. Next, like I shared with you, I'll look for a knowledgeable and responsive person. Okay, but I think this question, right, is how do you know the person is knowledgeable? How do you know the person is responsive? Okay, this one, I have a little bit of trick and a little bit of technique that I can share with you. I feel that when you message the person, right, like sometimes you ask question, okay, when you ask question, you need to monitor message, true message, not just call. So you have to try. Sometimes you call him, sometimes you message. So before you join the person, maybe you ask him some question. You can go and determine how long he takes to reply you. When you ask him question, what is the kind of reply does he give you? Is it very direct? Does he try to beat around the bushes? Is he really giving you the answer? I think all these things is through a period of time. So when you choose somebody, I feel that it's very normal that you can like message the person, once in a while call the person, ask some real estate question, ask some related property related question like, oh, how do I get customer and all these things. And you can hear whether this person is it sincerely sharing with you. Okay, this is the last factor that I'm going to share with you. What do I mean by sincerely sharing with you? I realize a lot of people, right, they oversell. So you must hear that the person, when they talk to you, right, are they overselling a model, a business model, or overselling themselves, or overselling, or are they really telling you something that is realistic, something that is can be done, or are they always tell you, oh, don't worry, you know, my team, or are they always trying to sell you? I don't know how to explain this, but there is people that like to sell you, tell you how good they are, their business model, you know, don't worry, confirm can one, you know, give a lot of this kind of I call it empty promise. Because there's in this world, if you live long enough and you see the world wide enough, you know that there's no such thing as confirm one lah. You know, how can you say that I join you, confirm can make money? There's a lot of factor, I join you but I not hardworking also cannot, right? So where got confirm one? And also, does it mean you confirm can make money? Means every single person, 20 people join you, all became millionaire, man. Or 20 people join you, all became like good real estate agent that earn a lot of money, man. So there's no such thing one. You know, I don't believe in this kind of thing. So this is what I call overselling. So I feel that it's better to find people that is more sincere, more realistic, explain to you the details, and they always they won't oversell you. They won't give you they won't overpromise you things. They won't give you empty promises. They won't keep telling you can, you know. They always share with you the realistic stuff on the ground, or the real truth, you know. They always give you the impact first. I realize that people like to hear that kind of like fake things. Tell you, wow, 可以的, confirm can one. Confirm you do this, confirm can one. You know, I know people like to hear this, but in reality, right, the real thing doesn't work so easily. So I still feel that one important thing that you have to recognize, right, if you join the real estate industry, is this industry is very competitive. It's not easy. And it requires a lot of time, effort, and hard work. And last but not least, you really need good guidance, because good guidance will lead you to actually working correctly. Because I know a lot of people, they may be hardworking, but they are always working on the wrong thing. Then after 1 year, they decide to give up. So over here, you also need a little bit of endurance lah. So these are the few factors that I come up with. I hope it can help you. And the last but not least, a lot of people ask me if I'm still recruiting. I'm still recruiting, but not mass recruitment. Like I share with you, I feel that personally, if you watch my last video, to me, it's really not about the dollar and cents lah when I do training and recruitment. I feel that I just happy that I can help people succeed in the industry, then give them a better life, okay? So, I don't want to have a big team because I cannot manage and I cannot train people well and I cannot give you enough of my time. So, I still want to interview the person that want to join me, see if the person is a suitable person for the group and also my style, and whether I think that this person is can match or not, you know, can align the values or not before I recruit the person. So I work a little bit differently. So if you think that you are interested and you want to find out more, please feel free to call me. Okay. My number is here or the description below. So hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode and bye bye.